FAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Today's a Friday. It's a wonderful Friday. I've got no guests. It's just us, just me. You call in if something's on your mind. I like to have Fridays for the weekend or what we're doing, how we're doing it. But I'm going to make a proclamation. And here's my proclamation. The weekend doesn't start until I say it starts. It is 11:07 a.m. and the weekend just started. So let's start talking about what you're going to do over the weekend. Let's look at our weather. We have the rites of spring that come. And certain things happen, like the snow melt. And very fortunate, the snow is melting slowly so far. We got a lot of snow. And, just think if it would have went from like 30 below to 50, 55 above over the course of a week to 10 days, we would have been flooded. And, I see the city out there steaming things open. We had a lot of ice, a lot of snow, and they're out there 7 a.m. starting to steam stuff open that it froze, keeping the mud puddles down as much as possible. Good on them. Great for them. That's good to see. I saw my first Princess bus yesterday. That is a rite of spring. They're out there practicing, driving around, and there it was. You sort of look for that. With the city of Fairbanks, the snow is melting. Then they're going to send picking up the sand machines, the gravel on our streets. Those will be coming out soon. Just those things that mark the arrival of spring. I stopped walking this week down on my normal trail because you're getting a lot of water from snow melt onto the concrete or asphalt walks that I go on. And basically on Tuesday I had one good slip fall with, a little bit of a half twist in the air and nothing hurt, just normal David falling. And thank God for all my years in judo and wrestling that I didn't break anything. And I'm used to being knocked on my keister. So I decided to start walking in the morning with my dogs, and I'd put them in the vehicle and go over to Creamer's Field. And it was beautiful this morning, 6:30 a.m. And the interesting thing about it is the crust on the snow crust, made it so the dogs, they didn't have to be on the trail. They were running all over the place. They had a great time. I walked about a mile, a little bit over a mile, and they probably went about 4 miles with everything. But great morning, about 28 above, not too sunshiny out, so I didn't have to wear my sunglasses. But just a great start of the morning. I'd be thinking that now. It's the weekend. After all, I've decreed it's the weekend. So be thinking what you're going to be doing this weekend and how you're going to be doing it, This is what we live for. We came through a pretty hard winter, as we all know. A long, cold winter with lots of snow. And so makes you appreciate every day of weather like this, that it's not 30 below. We went through 150 straight days of being below zero. Basically from Thanksgiving through the end of March, We just got the snot kicked out of us. And we always kept wondering, when's it going to warm up? When's this going to break? And it would break for 3 days, and during those 3 days, it would snow 8 to 10 inches. And then go back to 30, 40 below. But we made it. We made it. So what are we doing this weekend? Well, hey, you know, tonight from 3 to 6, Pipe and Leaf is having a remote. It's the one next to the cabin. They're having a remote. Glenner's going to be there from 3 to 6. Now, I'm going to go off topic of this of the weekend, but on Monday, what day is Monday? Why, it's April 20th. It is the 420 day. And we're going to have some people in here to talk about the marijuana business. But, you know, I sort of, the other morning, I was sort of shaking my head, saying, God, you know, maybe we should come on as you know, have some guy playing Cheech Marin, some guy playing Tommy Chong. I thought Glenner would be a great Spicoli. I'd play Mr. Hand, and would have an interview about it, a very serious interview, Mr. Spicoli. Come on now. But anyway, but we're not going to do that for whatever reason. But April 20th, 420, big day. I'm sure there's going to be lots of specials if you're enjoying that side of the equation. And this is what gets me. Now, think about this. You can go buy a special at Pipe and Leaf, any location, for an hour, a day, whatever the special is. But if you own a bar, your special has to be for a week straight. Can't be one night, can't be 1 hour, no happy hour. Has to be a happy week. Is that fair? Does that treat everyone the same? No, it does not. My thought. Anyway. Just thinking that. And, you know, when it comes to your pets, again, threw the dogs in the vehicle this morning. We had a great walk. And I was over at one of the dog locations. not that you could go buy treats and everything like that. And what did I find? I found in a refrigerated section bacon-flavored whipped cream for dogs. I'm such a marshmallow, so of course I had to get it. So now the dogs, they get their little dog bone treats with bacon-flavored whipped cream on it. And boy, are they adamant about that now. I'd like to say I created a monster, but boy, did I really create some monsters there. And they take their special walks because it's spring, and hey, I'm a marshmallow. I'm okay with it. It is what it is. You know, what the heck? After all dogs need over whipped cream on their little doggy treats. What the heck? Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's that time of year, time for a good spring cleaning. No, we're not talking about your house. We're talking about your mouth. Get over to Affordable Dental Care off 14th Avenue. Schedule a good cleaning this spring for your mouth. They work with your insurance, offer full dental services for the entire family, and they back it up with those affordable prices. So before you start dusting ceiling fans and cleaning rugs, call Affordable Dental Care and start your spring cleaning today. In your mouth. That's Affordable Dental Care off 14th Avenue. Online at adcak.com.
The Fairbanks Drama Association presents the Sunshine Boys, the hilarious Neil Simon play about two vaudeville partners who haven't spoken in over a decade, now trying to reunite for a major television special. The Sunshine Boys runs Friday and Saturday evenings, 7:30 p.m., Sunday matinees at 2 p.m., April 10th through the 26th at the Half Rider Riverfront Theater. Get your tickets now by calling 907-456-PLAY or online at aktickets.com. Neil Simon's The Sunshine Boys, directed by Steve Mitchell and generously sponsored by Bert and Becky Bell.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Cyberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy today with a chance for snow, changing to rain. Highs around 37, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for mixed precipitation, becoming all snow, lows level off around 23. About an inch of snow today through tonight with another 1 to 3 inches tomorrow night through Sunday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. What a weather report. Even though we're going to get 1 to 3 inches of snow, hey, guess what? It's not 20 to 40 below, and it will melt fast. What's going on over the summer? Well, one of the callers who calls in Kaya, we're going to order this wonderful Sloppy Joe sandwich. I'm going to order it and have it sent in from New Jersey, the parts of it. And then she brags about it. She says it's one of the best sandwiches. So one Friday, we're going to have the Sloppy Joe sandwich, the original Sloppy Joe sandwich from New Jersey, on the radio here with us. I tried to get the Summer Holly and Natalie with the Botel, but they weren't able to get me to them before airtime, but be thinking about that, you know. Friday and Saturday nights out at the Botel, great deck out there, great venue. And there's always a food truck associated with it, too. You know, nothing. We live for the outdoors. We just live for the outdoors in the summer. And after being cooped up all winter long, make sure you spend time outside. Really. Now, here's my big dilemma tonight. There's no wrong answer here. Do I take Emily to the Pagoda or the Pump House? What are your thoughts? You know, we went to the Greens last Friday night. We try and do one date night, you know, Friday night. Long work week, just not going to cook per se. Try and do one date night a week, and I like to take her out someplace. So is it the Pagoda or the Pump House? You know, Benny Lenny's involved in both. He owns a Pagoda. He's partnered in the Pump House. And if we go out to the Pagoda, I like sitting in the bar and at the bar. You know, I enjoy the discussions with the bartender, but the bar has more light in it than the restaurant. It's a little bit darker in there, and I just like the light. If we go to the Pump House, what we do is we go into the Senator Saloon, and we sit on those low couches with the low table in front of us, and we have a couple of cocktails, and we order off the menu, and it's usually off the appetizer or the Senator Saloon menu. We're not getting the big dinner. We get a couple appetizers, and this relax and enjoy. And that's what we enjoy doing on Friday night, going out, having our night out, and just enjoying it. And so if you want to call in at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, and discuss the differences between the Pump House and, well, there are big differences, but which one we should take a look at going to, let me know. Now, this weekend is getting the deck ready for the summer weekend. It snows, 98% of the snow's gone. By tomorrow at noon, I'll make sure the final remnants of all items that shouldn't be on the deck are off the deck and start getting it spick and span and cleaned up for the fun. I use our deck as the summer family room. You know, it's a big deck, rebuilt it last year, made it bigger, better. And on it, I've got a nice four-burner grill with a side burner on it. We got a six-person circular table that we bought from Costco last year and has the fire pit in the middle of it. And we can put eight people on there, too, if we want. But it's just great. And we also have an elevated two-person dining glass dining table, you know, with bar stools. And so that faces basically west by southwest. So we get a lot of sun. We get a lot of sun. Then, you know, we have the gas grill. We also have a pellet smoker. And then I also have basically, if you go to Home Depot, we went to Home Depot last year, and we bought one of those Craftsman tool chests. And it, you know, has the nice hardwood top on it. And I use that as my prep station, my station for, with all my cooking items in it, my spices, all the different drawers in it. I use that as a cooking station, and it is wonderful. So we got a lot of stuff out there on the deck. Off the deck is the WSM, the Weber Smoky Mountain. That's your torpedo smoker, so to speak, if you want to call it that. Then we also have a Big Green Egg, and I got that from a compatriot here at KFAR radio station, but at the radio station from VMAX. He acquired it, and that's not what he does, so he knew I enjoyed that stuff, so he gave me a great deal on it, and so I've got a lot of toys out there on the deck in the backyard. And what do you do with all that stuff? Well, my goodness, do you like chicken? Try a beer butt chicken. I always say, if you want this, a beer butt chicken is treating a fowl foully. You're putting a beer that you open up with a can opener, open up large into the crevice of the fowl, the chicken, and you're getting a 4 to 6 pounder fryer at the store, and you know, it cooks it two ways. Internally, you're doing steam, and that meat, and externally, it's baking, and so it's very moist, just very moist. We're gonna take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Randy.
Randy, what are you doing?
Well, I've heard you talk about a gas grill.
Mm-hmm.
Something I've always kind of wanted is a camping propane stove, you know, the type that you can, that maybe have two burners, one burner that you can set on a park bench. And I see a lot of those, but that's not really what I want. What I want is kind of the same thing, except one that I can use in the house in case there's an extended power loss and I can't use my electrical stoves or electrical hot plates or anything. But the trouble is with the camp stoves, they don't have that safety device, that thermal detection bulb that senses when the flame goes out and then automatically shuts off the gas supply. That's what a regular in-the-house gas stove, you know, four-burner regular gas stove has. But I'm looking for one, something that is just a tabletop thing that you can set out in the rare instance when the power goes out for long distances, long times. Have you ever heard of that?
Not exactly what you're looking for, but I would go over to Home Depot, or I would go over to the Sportsman's Warehouse and see if they have something like that over there. But
I could double check. I've also gone to Appliance Service Company. They have a nice little compact looking, you know, full height four burner gas stove with all the safety stuff on it. But I was looking for something that I can pack around, move around, put on my countertop, you know, when I ever have to use it, which would be rarely. But, you know, because what would I do if the power's off for?
Just go get a propane one, you know, that you can hook up and you're good to go. That's what you do.
Well, I don't have the bravery to use such a device in the house, because if I laid down and fell asleep and I was boiling something up and then the flame blew out.
Randy.
Uh-huh.
Why would you have it on if you're falling asleep?
Well, sometimes a person may be laying down watching TV and then goes off. You know, that's
okay. While they're cooking?
Right on the directions to the camp.
You got to man up and grow up, buddy. Come on now. Come on. We're going to let you go. I got people who's walking in there. You have a great weekend, Randy. Thank you for the phone call.
You know, another place you could try is that new Allen & Peterson over there.
Yeah.
It'd be great. They may have something like that. But yeah, who cooks with a propane stove in the house knowing it's a temporary thing because your power's out? And then putting something on this, I think I'll just take a nap. I'm sure this will be fine.
Okay.
I don't think that is really a concern, Randy. I think you're fine. That's the first place I thought was use the stuff. Anyway, hi, Dave.
I have in the studio here with me, I have Glenn Anderson, Glenner, but the real talent walked in as his daughter, Ryan.
Get wrecked.
How you doing, Ryan?
Hi, David. I'm good.
We were in to do some radio stuff because, you know, Ryan here, a.k.a. Bunny, also does weekends on X-Rock here in Fairbanks. And
what's your handle?
My handle? Yeah. Oh, goodness. Like, to follow me on, like...
No.
I'm a millennial here.
On X-Rock, what do you go by?
I just go by Bunny. It's how everybody kind of calls me
now. It was her nickname, kind of like me with Glenner.
Yeah.
Didn't really pick up a radio name. She's just... Her nickname, her friends call... We don't call her that.
No,
but
never.
Her friends call... I do on the radio.
My doctor calls me Bunny, actually. I didn't even know you could do that.
So you're doing a remote today from 3 to 6 p.m. at Pipe and Leaf.
Yeah, I'm going to be over there for JP and Blake and the boys. You know, they got their big 420 thing on Monday. Mm-hmm. Still trying to work out, get somebody over here.
You know, if they're not here, we're going with my fallback. You know, I'm Mr. Hand. You're going to be Spicoli.
Okay.
You know, we're looking for Cheech and Chong. I'll have an interview.
Go right ahead. I don't see why not.
You know, I had to shake that little persona since 1981. I actually got the word out to Sean Penn because we have a mutual, very close friend.
Uh-huh.
And I had to tell him that, you know, you ruined my life for several years because I had the checkered shoes and I wasn't quite the loser stoner guy that Spicoli was in high school, but I was a skateboarder. I had the shoes and I had that. And so I was tagged Spicoli for years.
I didn't know that.
Well, now he dresses kind of like Dexter from that TV show, Dexter. Like,
that's creepy.
So
you go from surfer to serial killer.
You literally.
I don't.
You're a good influence on your daughter.
I don't think I dressed like that, but whatever. And so here's my daughter grown. And yeah, I'm doing a remote. I'm going to drag her over there to the weed shop. Parenting,
yay!
But you know it's weird because my daughter and
you
my
two
son,
are a riot. I could, when you were walking in, I go, "Oh, this is going to be cool."
You know,
So hold on. Now, come on. Let the host ask a few questions here. What did you do for your dad to your dad on April 1st?
This year or which year are we talking?
This year. Then we'll go back at reminisce.
Okay. So this year. Oh gosh, I already forgot. No,
the boxes?
I didn't forget. Yes. So basically, I had this idea. You know, there was a child in the studio a couple of weeks ago because spring break happened.
Mm-hmm. Just say it. You're dancing.
Well, okay. He was playing with some boxes, and I got the idea of what if I took a whole bunch of boxes. I asked my mom to go and get me some from her work because she has a ton of them. And I would take objects of my dad's office, throw them into a box, and then throw that into a bigger box. And so he would have to figure out which box had his cell phone case he had been waiting about a month to receive in the mail. So he had to open up every single box, A, to get all of his stuff out of there, but B, also to make sure he could get his new cell phone case.
It took a while. There was quite a few boxes. I couldn't move into my office because of the boxes, but I anticipated this. So
she always has some to your office.
Oh, every time. I have to.
And I know this because I knew she was going to do something. And she lives in the little cabin on our property, and she had her car parked out there, and I knew she had to go to work at a Barnett Elementary School.
Magnet. It's a magnet.
Barnett Magnet School. And I filled her car with wine bottles. Hundreds of wine bottles.
It only took three or four minutes to clean it up. I was lucky on that one.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break, and I'll try and keep the the Andersons from a slugfest here during the break.
Oh, we're fine.
We'll be back. A little bit of Steve Winwood, some Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather, and we will be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
I'm John Saucier. Iran says the Strait of Hormuz is now fully reopened to commercial vessels. President Trump says the American blockade, though, on Iranian ships and ports will stay in force until Tehran reaches a deal with the United States, including on its nuclear program. This comes as a 10-day truce between Israel and Lebanon appears to be holding. Oil prices have dropped more than 10% on the news. The American stock market is soaring. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani responding to a series of posts on Truth Social by President Trump from this week, where he wrote that the mayor's policies are destroying New York City. The Democrat says he and President Trump share a love for New York and want to see it succeed.
These differences of opinion, they will continue. They are sincere. And also the thing that we have in common is that we are both New Yorkers. And so when I speak to the president, I always bring it back to the city and what I think will help the city.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports the Kenai voters have approved a charter amendment to move the city's municipal elections from October to November, aligning them with state and federal election dates. According to unofficial results from Tuesday's special election, the measure passed by a wide margin, with about 80% of voters supporting the change and roughly 20% opposed. The April 14th special election was called to allow voters to decide the issue ahead of the next regular municipal election cycle. The proposal amends the Kenai municipal charter to shift the city's annual election timing. The vote follows a similar move by the Kenai Peninsula Borough. In October of 2025, borough voters approved an initiative moving borough elections to November to increase turnout. That measure also received strong support within Kenai city precincts. Historically, the city and borough conducted elections at the same time under a mutual agreement, which helped reduce cost and streamline the voting process. That alignment was broken when the borough moved its election date, prompting city officials to bring the question directly to voters.
Online at KFAR660.com.
It's a beautiful day at Hawk's Greenhouse. Flowers are beginning to bloom, roses are budding, and herbs are growing. Sit a while or stroll in amongst the sea of green and get some much-needed plant therapy. Enjoy the earthy smell of soil, the warmth of greenhouse humidity, and the fresh scent of lavender, mint, basil, and rosemary. Hawk's Greenhouse open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 5, located at 3799 Easy Street, Fairbanks.
We color your life naturally.
Well, summer will be here before you know it, and you want to enjoy it. Well, so do the folks at Septic Specialists of Alaska. They want to fish, hike, camp, and have fun too. So don't wait until the last minute when they're full for the summer. Get on the books now, whether it's servicing your septic system or a new install or replacement. The key here is don't wait until it's too late. Get on the schedule now so you can go have fun this summer. Enjoy your Alaska summer with help from Septic Specialists of Alaska. Schedule an appointment today online at SepticSpecialistsOfAlaska.com.
This is Bob. Bob thinks hosting guests means chips and sitting on the couch. Bob never wins best host ever.
I'm bored.
This is you. You take your guests to Rod's Alaskan Guide Service in Fairbanks. You and your guests can meet world-class racing huskies, hear stories from real Alaskan dog mushers, and go on a dry land dog sledding adventure before watching the dogs cool off in their favorite pond. Your friends will talk about this adventure for years. Your coworkers, they'll be jealous. And you, you'll earn the best host ever crown. Rod's Alaskan Guide Service. Summer dog mushing that makes you legendary. Trips start June 1st, but now is the time to book. Call 907-378-1851 or go to rodsalaskanguideservice.com and use code HUSKY25 and get a 25% off early bird reservation. Spots fill up fast. Don't be like Bob. Use code HUSKY25 and start your Alaskan adventure today.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. At 11:07 at 11:07 this morning, I hereby bequeath that the weekend has started.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
yes.
Woo!
So Ryan, what are you going to be doing?
You're no longer mayor, you know. You can't do that. You
well,
can't.
Sometimes you can take the mayor out of the position, can't get the position out of the mayor.
There you go.
So, Ryan, what are you doing this weekend?
Ooh, okay. So, I'm going to
get her started.
No, I have great taste in what I do every weekend because you know what?
You two must be family.
Oh, no, absolutely. Well, because I work way too much over the week. I have four jobs. So, that being said, on the weekends, it's kind of my fun time. I'm going to go to the Women's Affair. because I have a group of my friends, my drag queen friends, and I, we're all going to go, and we're going to go to the fair. Well, the women's affair. And then afterwards, we're going to go get some lunch, and then we're going to go see Sunshine Boys at Fairbanks Drum Association.
Ah, yes. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait. Steve Mitchell, such a great dude.
He's a legend in this town.
He really is.
He's a fantastic. I mean, he's like the original thespian of Fairbanks.
It's Sunshine Boys, which is just a classic story. It's classic comedy. Yeah, it's a Neil Simon. And it's funny because Jerry and I thought about actually trying out for it, but we just, our schedules didn't match up for this one.
Yeah. You guys would have been good at the Sunshine Boys.
It would have been so fun.
The guys doing it are outstanding.
Chris, Paul,
it works.
No, they've got a great cast, but it would have been Jerry and I's second go round in a Neil Simon play together.
Yeah. That's true.
About a comedy duo that from back in the day that, of course, have fallen out and are getting back together. So it would have fit. It would have been somewhat apropos, I think, for us to do it. But, boy, did they step up. Steve did a great job. I'm looking forward. I think I'm going next week to the play. So.
Absolutely. It's the last week next week, so you got to get it in.
I have a big decision I must make.
Uh-oh.
And I asked Fairbanks for help, and they've not called in yet. Now, there's no wrong answer.
Okay.
Do I take Emily to the pagoda or to the pump house?
Well, here's what I would do. For me, Maria and I...
There's no wrong answer.
We like competition. So we like the pump house because we go down, we shoot pool, or we play shuffleboard because we like to battle in games. So we do that in the saloon.
I see. Yeah, the gene pool didn't fall far from the tree here.
Nah.
But anyway, you like that one. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, a pagoda is so good, though. I mean, you can never go wrong.
There's no wrong answer.
There is no wrong answer, but I would do that. For me, I live out on the west side of town. It's a quicker trip. It's a little easier. So I would go with the pump house just because I like to play pool and shoot pool and play darts, anything I can kick Maria's butt in.
Like, as if you could beat her.
I do. I beat her all the time. All right. Most of the time. She's been.
If I get a call in from her, this is going to be funnier than heck.
Oh, it's so funny.
Ryan, what's your thought?
Well, okay. I would say, personally, if you want to do competition, go pump house. But if you want to just do, like, a nice little night out and maybe come home afterwards or maybe go do something afterwards, then for sure pagoda, because then you could.
You know, if we went to the pagoda, then we'd probably go over the North Pole Ale House.
You'd probably hit the Ale House
something like
afterwards.
That. Right. Yeah. Something right like there. That. Go visit
something
North
casual.
Pole.
Keep it. If you want to really
there in
pump
the
it.
Family, right.
Yeah. Pump it at the pump house, casual at the pagoda.
Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to probably flip a coin.
Oh, there you go.
There's no wrong answer, and that way we did not participate in the wrong answer if it was a wrong answer.
Hey, it works.
No,
it works for me.
David, silly David. No.
I know
that's
I
not
am.
How you do it. You know how you do it.
How I do it.
You go, Emily, where would you like to go? Or does that start the
that
biggest fight in my house every Friday? What are
you
we
see,
doing
you,
for dinner?
She was the one who...
I don't know. What do you want to do for
I asked
dinner?
Her, and she didn't know, so she brought up the coin flip.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
It was her idea, so it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's probably...
That's why there's no wrong answer.
Maria and I, over the years, don't argue nearly as much as we did when we were starting out, but one that will always come up is, I don't know, what do you want to have for dinner?
That's when I leave the house. Yeah. That's when I leave. I go, you guys have fun with that. I don't want to be here for this. I cannot emotionally handle this again.
Oh, but she has no problem showing up to eat the food.
I will
once we decide.
Yeah. I come back at 6:30 on the dot.
She shows high levels of intelligence.
I know. She eats the food, then she's gone. Then she leaves.
She's a chip off the old block.
Not too far.
Oh, my goodness. So what are you looking for at the women's affair?
Ooh, you know, every single year, there's this, I always hope that she comes back. But a long, long time ago, when I was in high school, there was a woman who used to make ivory earrings.
A long, long time ago. You mean 10 years ago?
That was 15 years ago. You're welcome. Anyways, but that being said, she used to make these cute little earrings that were made out of ivory, and they look like daisies. And she would somehow paint the middle of them and everything. It was so cute. And I bought a pair for me, and I bought a pair for Grandma Berglund, my mom's mom. But I don't know whatever happened to my pair, and I've always hoped that she would like somehow come back. Mm-hmm. And it was made out of mammoth ivory. I remember that much. She had all these beautiful jewelry that she would hand carve and everything. So I'm hoping maybe this year is the year she comes back, but that's okay if not.
So tell me, I always look forward to April 1st and what you do to your dad.
Okay, yeah.
So this year is the boxes. Tell Fairbanks some of the past transgressions you performed on your father.
So last year I was living in Sweden, so I couldn't punk him too well.
And the year before that, you were living in Japan.
So. But I have found ways. I have definitely found ways. So last year, I found out about a company that likes to make little cards. When you open them, it pulls a trigger, mm-hmm. and it won't stop the music that's playing. So and they actually got the license to Rickroll people. So I got
Rickrolled from her in Sweden, right?
Exactly. And also
the envelope. Stop. And the card wouldn't stop singing,
Never Gonna Give You Up. And the envelope itself has this little thing that you can peel, and it'll actually release glitter the moment you open the envelope. So I got him one of those, too. So I glitter bombed him, and
she's a jerk.
I'm a great jerk.
I did take the Rickroll part, and I slid it, and I dropped it behind Paul's desk.
What did your dad do to you early in your life to cause you such...
I actually know what he did, and I still remember this. When I was maybe 4 or 5 years old, you put this in your comedy, and I still remember that day.
I should tell the joke.
Okay.
All right, so here's the joke. What she does to my office all started because I used to prank my parents.
That's also true.
When they would come home after snowbirding, and they would be in Arizona. They would always come back around the 1st of April. Mm-hmm. So it's really on them. And I would prank their house. My mom was deathly afraid of spiders, so I filled the house with fake spiders.
He was so mean.
One year it was balloon. One year it was all my Halloween decorations. I entirely decorated the inside of their house for Halloween. One year, my favorite, it was like this year, close to Easter and April Fool's Day. So I had an Easter egg hunt. They'd been flying all day, all night. It's 2 a.m. They're exhausted. They're old people. They get in the house, and there is a dog crate chained to the refrigerator. Inside the locked dog crate is a boombox jamming Metallica at 11, right? Just blasting the hell out of their little house. And right next to it is a little plastic egg. And they open it, and it's a clue to the next egg.
Oh, no.
And the final egg is where the key is to unlock the... So that's kind of... So this all started. So flashback even farther. My son is 6. She's... 3, 3.5, somewhere around there.
No, I was 4. He was closer to 10.
Oh, 3.5. Oh, my goodness, to 4. Okay.
4. I was old enough to remember this. Okay. I was old enough to remember.
She was 4. He was 7 because they're about 3 years apart. So it's April Fool's Day. Maria's coming home from work from Arctic Fire, and the kids are there, and we have a mudroom between the house and the garage. I said, okay, hey, let's pull a prank on your mom. Mm-hmm. I had some fake blood, and I've got Mason, put on this white t-shirt. You're going to lay down in the mudroom. I've got this fake blood laid all over you, and then I'll put someone a big knife and we'll hand it to Ryan. So that's the first thing Maria sees walking in the door.
Oh, God.
And we hear the garage door open, and it's all planned. We're all going to do it. Ryan's in, everything. Then just as the garage door opened, Ryan starts to get cold feet. No, I don't want to do this, Dad. No, come on, Ryan. No, it's going to be funny. The blood's already on your... I got blood. We got to do this. No, I can't, Dad. I don't want to. And I hand her this knife, and she starts bawling. Just as the door opens, I hide, and Maria sees her son in a pile of blood and her daughter at 4 with a bloody knife yelling, I didn't want to do it. Daddy made me do it.
Here's the thing. I remember this.
She was perfect.
I did not want to hurt my brother. I didn't want to even fake hurting my brother. And my brother's a terrible actor, so he was smiling the whole time.
Hold on. Like, you are one sick person.
Yeah, no, thank you. Now you see what I do.
You are one sick person.
Yeah, that is fantastic
and great, but that is sick.
All right, we got to go. We got to go record FM rock and roll stuff.
Okay.
Fairly good time. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Because it is officially started.
Oh, thank God.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
So what sets Fairbanks Urology apart? For one, on-site labs with same-day results available for most tests. Are you concerned about your appointment day and time? Want to be seen sooner due to worsening symptoms? Well, just ask. Their dedicated triage team will be sure to coordinate care at a time that best supports you. Fairbanks Urology is dedicated to preventative screening, evaluation, and education. Taking care of yourself starts with just one appointment. Fairbanks Urology, corner of Cushman and Gaffney, online at fairbanksurology.com.
finally, the days are getting longer and getting warmer. So make sure to get those tires changed out soon. Make an appointment now at Pearson Auto to get her done. While you're at it, have them get your rig ready for those spring road trips. And don't forget they're always on sale. Synthetic oil changes, that'll save you some much-needed gas money. All at Pearson Auto off the Ridge Highway towards North Pole and across from Pikes on Airport Way. Online at PearsonAutoAK.com. That's Pearson Auto, your dealership alternative.
The deadline for interior Alaska studded tire removal is April 30th. Avoid the rush and don't risk a ticket. Let GCR Tires and Service swap out your studded winter tires with summer tires now. If you're driving on Bridgestone Blizzak snow tires, the deadline doesn't apply to you, but you should change your tires soon. The studded tire deadline, April 30th, rolls around soon. Drop into GCR today. GCR Tires and Service, the tire guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman. Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR weather.
Chance for snow mixing with changing rain today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 37. West winds around 5 miles per hour. About an inch of snow today through tonight, with another 1 to 3 inches tomorrow night through Sunday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed that time frame of the Andersons in the studio with me. You know, they complement the purple padded room so well. But the question I have is, how has Maria survived in this family with both her husband and her daughter? Oh, Maria, you're incredible. Love you, lady. You're fantastic. And here's to you. Here's to you. But my goodness. But, hey, what are you doing this weekend? After all, I said the weekend started at 11:07 this morning. So, you going to go to the Women's Affair? That should be a fun weekend. Not a place that I go to, so I don't know really what they do there or what they do. But I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of good stuff for women there. It's a women's affair and women's issues and women's education and what the heck, you know? Go enjoy yourself. What the heck? Now, it is the weekend. What are you doing? Are you going to be out on your deck? Are you going to be cleaning up doing your spring cleaning? Now, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but, you know, just the way it is. Yesterday, Emily's been doing a lot of spring cleaning, and, you know, she's an incredible person, incredible personality, and many things like myself, when you put your head fixated or something, get out of the way. And last night she pulls out the Swiffer. You know, she's going to do the floors in the living room and the dining room and the kitchen while I'm watching the news and, you know, enjoying about myself after a long day. So I'm watching the news and she pulls out the Swiffer and she's cleaning the floor. And I looked at her and I said, I thought that you use that just for flying around the house. I got a middle finger. I lived through the event. She laughed. And so anyway, sometimes you got to have a sense of humor. I'm not as humorous as the Anderson family, but hey, you got to have a sense of humor in there too. And again, I survived the event. So, oh boy. So if you're out on your deck and you have your cooking implements, what the heck? Now, this is, if Randy is listening, had Al, he sent me in something, go look up under, go to Google or go to Amazon and pull up a gas one. And basically it is a gas-operated indoor mini stove with a single burner, and it can be used. And, you know, you know, if you're cooking inside with something like this, Randy, you probably have to have a responsibility to yourself to do it right and not fall asleep or yada, yada, yada while you're cooking. You know, look at it as something that be responsible while you're cooking. You're with it. You're not leaving it. You're not leaving it alone. You're not going to the bathroom. You're not going in the living room to watch TV or go outside with this. Why you have something operating in the kitchen while you're outside. You just don't do that. And but this is probably what you're thinking this would work. And I want to thank Al for sending that to me. And but I have to give Al a piece of my mind. Al, I don't have any kimchi, buddy. Now, but I got to do something for Al. Al makes, for me, the best kimchi I've ever had. And that's what I love about Fairbanks. So I got to do something for Al. I got to figure out what I can do for Al because, you know, it's been a one-way street with food. He likes fish, and I just don't like fish. And he likes smoking fish, and I don't like smoking fish. I got to figure this one out. Maybe I'll get with Compo and figure out something to get for Al. And not going to get him any wine or anything like that, no. You know what I could? Maybe I'll go to Tommy G's. Get Al something from Tommy G's. Yeah, I'll do that. Might be sausage. Might be a steak. Might be something you never know. But might be some spice rubs. Might be some pasta. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, good morning. It's Kaya.
Kaya, we're going to be doing our sandwich in May when I get back from my trip to California.
Yeah, I was listening to the show. It was exciting to hear that, but I've got a great idea for you.
Certainly.
Why don't you invite him over to have a piece of that Sloppy Joe's?
No. No, he's not that special. I'm not sharing that. It's just me and you. We're not sharing that sandwich all the way in from New Jersey. Forget it. Well, we might think about it. It's after all. So what do you got planned for the weekend?
Oh, the weekend is here.
Yes, it is. I've bequeathed it. It's now the weekend.
I'm shoveling out one of my summer cars that had like 5 feet of snow all around it.
Oh.
So that's been fun. I can't use it in the wintertime. It's just not a winter car. But I'll be doing that. I'll be doing whatever I can in this nice weather.
You know, that is a rite of passage in Fairbanks. Some people have summer cars and they're not made for the winter. And when you see them in the summer, you know which ones they are.
Well, all my cars are weird. I've got three cars because I use it for Ubering, and they're all one-wheel drive, and I live on the top of Old Murphy Dome Road. So I'll give you an idea what kind of a driver I am.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
So should I take Emily to the pump house, or should I take her to the pagoda for dinner tonight?
It's such a toss up. I would go to the pump house and then I would go to the pagoda and pick up something to go and take it home.
That's all the above.
Well,
we're just gonna hit one. You know, my digestive tract is not that big.
I would do the pump house probably because it's probably a little closer.
Yeah.
You know, go to the pagoda next week.
I know it. You know, I think. Well, I'll send it up to upper management, see if she likes that.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks, Kai. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Al, you're not getting any of the New Jersey sandwich there, the Sloppy Joe. You're just not. Well, maybe not. Well, possibly not. Well, we'll figure that out. That was a good idea, Kaya. That was a very good idea. Oh, man. But anyway, last weekend, last Friday was the Greens. Very good. And you know something? There's also going to be, you know, as Fairbanks summers come around, again, entertainment out at the Botel. The farmer's market's going to start, you know, the Saturdays and Wednesdays. But another thing that's going to start is out there at the Turtle Club, you have the Monday night burgers that they make out on the deck. And they make it from prime rib, you know, just incredible burgers. And it's on Monday. And that's always a lot of fun. They have that deck out there, or you can have in the bar. And that's always enjoyable. So that's going to start. Oh, yeah. And boy, before you know it, Glenner's going to be out on the golf course. That's one of the things I've not taken up in life. You know, I don't need to go get another addiction that causes me frustration. I have a Dalmatian for that. And he gets, from Cold Spot Feeds, he gets bacon whipped cream to be put on his dog bone treats. He has a rough life, but you know, they're our dogs and their family, and what the heck, you know, we only live once, and what the heck. So go to Cold Spot Feeds, and there's a refrigerated section there, and they got about four different flavors. And as a human, you say bacon goes great with everything. And no, I'm not going to try this. Al, I'm not trying it, Al. So don't text me about trying it. But what the heck, you know. And so this weekend, I got to start up all my equipment on the deck. Got to start my pellet grill, my pellet smoker, rather. Make sure that works. And I might, you know, this tomorrow morning, just cook some sausages. I got some, I pulled out of the freezer some very nice bratwurst, and smoke those up tomorrow in the morning, you know, smoke them at about 225 for about an hour and a half, you know, and then get a nice char on them. Oh, but that's why it's called a weekend. That's why it started at 11:07 today. Gonna do that. And hey, listen to Fairbanks Foodies tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Me and my buddy Rob, we're going to talk about things we cooked, and he cooked this incredible bone-in pork loin, and he cooked it on his Weber, you know, charcoal grill, and it was so juicy, so moist, so tasty. The taste of summer, the taste of summer. He did it out on his grill and served it to me and Emily, and oh my goodness, it was good. So anyway, what the heck? I wonder, the Beat Beethoven is tomorrow. What is that? 5K, 30 minutes. So what is that? Beethoven's 7th symphony? I've ran that about two or three times. I've never beaten Beethoven, but I ran with Beethoven because they dress up Beethoven, and he's running around, and he's inspiring you and leading you on. And I wanted to hurt Beethoven because he was smaller of frame and faster of foot than a person like myself. So he was made for doing that, and he's doing it, you know, basically in 17th century regalia. That'll piss a homeboy like myself off, but what the heck. So anyway, Fairbanks, that is our show for today. It's been fun. Once or twice a month, I don't bring in a guest. It's just us. I ramble on. It's like Led Zeppelin. I ramble on and enjoy that. And hopefully you have a great weekend and start your spring cleaning. And, you know, those Swifter dusters are used for more than just flying around the house. And I survived that event and hopefully will when I get home tonight. But you have a great day. I will see you on Monday on 420. Mm-hmm.